All right, welcome to another episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. This one finds me at a very busy time in my life, but also kind of getting prepared for an even busier time in my life. So right now, what I'm doing is I'm trying to, struggling to find a balance, because that's all life really is. It's a balancing act. Obviously, nobody wants to work. Well, I shouldn't say that. There are some people who really love work. For whatever reason, like, they're like workaholics and shit, and they like can't really live life any other way but like at the office or whatever like that. And there's some people who really enjoy their jobs. So shouldn't lump everybody into that category. But for the most part, I think everybody would just kind of prefer. Everybody would just prefer to like do their own thing. And live by their own rules and everything like that. If you want to go into work, go to work. If you don't, for some reason, you're just kind of like, ah, screw it. I don't feel like going in today. And you don't, and you get away scot-free. And for the most people, it's not an option because, although America is the land of the free and the home of the whopper, it is also like the land of the in debt. Most people have a mortgage or pay rent or credit card bills or student loans or some shit like that. So I'm going to stop generalizing and just going to go straight towards to myself. I think, as I've talked about in the past, I don't like working on stuff that I don't care about. So that includes my day job. I like working on my afternoon, my nightly things with all my websites and everything. But so I don't enjoy working, but I need money. So I really kind of have no choice. So already I'm balancing 40 hours a week of trying to make the best of that time. Because if I absolutely hate it, I'm going to be miserable. I don't hate it, but it's kind of like I wish I was doing something else. So I just kind of find a way to get by. So then, starting in about, was it 2 weeks from today? Yeah. 2 weeks from today is opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers. So that's going to put a date stamp on this episode. But what that means, I mean, everybody gets excited for the season to start over again. People love opening day and shit like that. But for me, it means going back to work at Miller Park. Which means that on top of that 40 hours a week that I'm working, I could be working up to 60 hours a week, including weekends. So much to the fact that with that and other plans that I have right now, I don't have a free weekend without plans yet from now until late May, probably, third week in May. So I'm busy every day and every weekend from now until mid-May, and it's like March 18th or something. So that's not cool, but it's a choice. Like, I don't have to work, well, I shouldn't say I don't have to work a second job, because at this point I've kind of put myself in a position where I need to. I don't get paid enough at my first job that I depend on my second job as income to kind of keep me afloat the whole rest of the year. So that sucks, but there could be worse second jobs in Miller Park. But the thing that's kind of been the last couple days is my mom went down to South Carolina to visit my brother. And so I'm watching her dog. But I also have to take care of my cat at home. So it's just kind of been sleeping over at mom's so I could take out the dog both at night and in the morning, and then twice a day going to visit the cat. Because even though cats are self-sufficient, they leave food and water and a litter box out, they pretty much take care of themselves. As I previously mentioned on this podcast, I spend an awful lot of time alone at home. And I guess technically I'm not alone because I'm always there with the cat. So he is kind of gotten a little needy, I guess, in the fact that he's used to me always being home. And he hasn't, I've only had him since October, so I haven't had him yet for a baseball season. So he's going to have to get used to it, because pretty soon he's going to be home alone a lot while I'm out working and everything like that. But he's still not used to it. So then there's that. I got to try to figure out how to spend my time with him. I know this sounds like a lot of complaining, I guess, but it's just kind of more the fact that, oh shit, now this lane's closed? Damn it. I totally go in the left lane because, like, it's the way I'm driving, expecting the fucking right lane to be closed and the left lane's closed. Like, what kind of bullshit is this? And then you got these fuckers, like, alright, so everybody's, like, lined up in the right lane, and they're all, like stopped. And you got some fucking asshole that, like, drives on the left. It's, like, only to, like, try to merge at the last second. It's like, dude, why do you think we're all sitting here lined up in the fucking right lane, like, not moving? It's just kind of like, god damn it. Like, and then, of course, like, so I go to work the same way every single day. And yeah, it's like routine, I guess, and everything, which is nice because it allows me to record this podcast. Because I don't really have to pay attention to, like, where I'm driving, which is good, I guess. But, like, so then I'm just like, you know, I'm tired of going that way. And then, so what happens? So now, like, the alternate way I'm going is, like, all fucked up. Because they're, like, doing construction underneath this, like, this bridge or something like that. And it looks like now it's, like, completely, like, backed up. Like, not even, like, letting people through. And so it's, like, I'm just fucked now. And normally, I guess I wouldn't care too much, just because, like, I don't care about being late to work or anything. I'm just like, fuck it. Because, like, it's not important to me, I guess, to be on time for work or anything like that. But the problem is that I kind of have to be at work on time. And not only that, but I got to be at work early this week. And the whole reason for that is because this weekend I'm heading out to Las Vegas for a buddy's wedding. And, well, that's fine and everything like that. I'm only doing a half day of work on Friday. And because of that, I have to put in kind of, I guess, 4 10-hour days instead of, like, you know, 5 8-hour days. Because I don't have enough vacation time to use some on Friday. If I want to enjoy all the other things I want to do this summer. And that's the issue. It's like, summers in Wisconsin are so amazing. But they're also condensed to between, like, May and September. That, like, you want to do stuff in the summers, but you're just not going to have enough time. So once again, it's finding that balance of being able to do all the fun stuff that you like to do, while at the same time just trying to figure out, like your time off from work and everything. And because you can't take unpaid time off of work, which I guess is good because it's like I could use the money. But still, it's just like sometimes I just wish I could take like an unpaid day off just to be able to go do whatever the fuck I want. And like, it's like sometimes because money's not the most important thing. And I've said before, like, and me and Johnny always say, like, you know, money isn't real, George, because it's a line from the movie Blow. And it's just like, it's half true. Money is real, but it's not important. Or maybe it's not the most important thing. Like, I don't have fun earning money. I don't have fun worrying about money. It's kind of like a separator between people. Like, it's like the haves and the have-nots, and it's just kind of, it's really no way to kind of live your life, like, worried about money, or just kind of, like, letting it run your life, I suppose. You're never going to get anywhere. Granted, yes, those people who, like, spend their whole life working overtime, like Fletch, and then they make all this money and they put it away and everything like that, and they invest wisely and don't rack up debt and everything like that. They get to be 65, 70 years old, retire, and then what? You've wasted, so you start working when you're 18, 20. They've wasted 40-odd years of their, 40, 50 years of their life working hard so that they can, like, have fun when they're old. Like, what's the fucking point of that? I'd rather struggle my whole life having fun than working really hard and not having fun and then just being able to have fun when I'm old. Chances are I'm not even going to make it that far. Like, who do you know? I mean, yeah, I know it's an extreme case and everything like that, but my brother died at 24. It's like, he's never gonna, you'd never get to the point where he can be old and have fun. So I'm not saying, like, go out and live every day like it's your last, because that's not gonna help you either. Just because you're gonna do everything to excess and just not give a fuck about anything. But, like I said before, it's about finding that balance. Like, to be smart about things. To, you know, save up some money. But also just kind of, like, don't be such a fucking penny pincher. That's one of those things. It's like, I'm, like, this weekend. Okay, so I'm going to Vegas this weekend. And I'm excited because hanging with this group of friends, these are the guys I lived with in college for like 2 years at UWM. And we all work together at the union. We all were in the beer pong league together. So, I mean, I saw these guys when I woke up. I saw these guys at work. I even had a couple of classes with these guys, too. So I saw them like during class, too. And then we'd either hang out at home at night, hang out at the bar, or hang out at beer pong. So I spent almost every waking minute with this group of friends. And it was amazing. It was a really good time in my life. This kind of comes on the heels of, I think I've talked about the time of my life before. This is right about the same time as I always remember, it's when the first time I ever grew out my hair. It was around 2004. And I just remember that because, like, I had long curly hair. And it's like, I'd always, like, cut it or kept it short or something. And Timmy told me to grow out my hair once, and I did. So this was around the same time when we invented the God Splash. This is also when June's Blanket was at its, like, most popular. So it's like 2003 to 2005. So I had June's Blanket. I had the God Splash. I had these group of friends I was living with. I had the beer pong league. I had college. I didn't give a shit about anything. Like, I was 23 years old, where it's like you're an adult-ish, but you still don't have adult responsibilities yet. You're still in school. You're just kind of like, fuck it. And it's like, it was the greatest time of my life. Now, granted, things might get better. I mean, as I get older, I doubt it. Honestly, I don't think anything can get better than that, just because anything, even though things, like I said, I mentioned this before too, but things will get better in the future, hopefully. That's kind of what I'm shooting for here. But they'll never be as good because Timmy's not going to be around. So it's one of those things, like, I can't go back, and I'll never get it back to as good as this was. Long story short, I guess, is the fact that this weekend's going to be a lot of fun because of the people I'm going to be hanging out with. And we had the bachelor party like 2 weeks ago, and it was just so much fun just hanging out with them again and just laughing, telling jokes, with all of our inside jokes and stories and everything. And it was just unbelievably amazing. I wish we were going somewhere other than Vegas. I wish they decided to get married in, Cancun or something like that, or Jamaica. I'm done going to Las Vegas. I'm not going to say, and here's the thing, like, so even though I've had enough of Las Vegas for one lifetime, having been there 7 times for the World Series of Beer Pong, once for the Beer Pong movie at the Cinevegas Film Festival, once on our way out to Craig's wedding in 2005, and then one other time when I drove to California with my family, so that's like 10 times. Maybe a couple more I'm missing out on. But like, I've been to Vegas enough for one lifetime. So I wish it was somewhere else. That having been said, I still will have a good time. I don't really enjoy gambling, I should say, because I just get way too nervous and everything. But once I get drunk, I gamble a lot. I kind of have a gambling addiction. Like, I guess a lot of people, I guess, can say this. Like, you kind of really don't know when to walk away. Like, me, I know when to walk away, but I just can't do it. I just can't stop. Especially, like, because then what do? If I go up $50, you quit. Yeah, you got $50, but then what do the rest of the time you're sitting there at the casino? And so I'm better off just never starting to gamble. Because, like, I mean, we went out to Potawatomi, and I, you know, like I said, I was up like $50 or something. I ended up leaving down 30 or something. And just because, like, I can't stop. And even then, like, they came to get me, and I was just like, okay. And we're walking around, and then I put $1 in a machine. Like, no, you're done gambling. Go home. So it's just like, Vegas is a bad place for me. And I'm almost getting too old for the constant drinking. Like, and lately, during this last couple weeks, I've been trying to write my life. I have been limiting my drinking just to weekends. And even so, like, I wanted to kind of drink this weekend and kind of work on some shit, and kind of helps me to get loose and everything. And I still just, like, don't drink that much anymore. Just kind of losing its appeal, I guess. So then Vegas is just kind of like the epicenter of all the problems I have, because, like, probably end up going to a strip club out there. And when I go to a strip club, I'm the kind of guy who spends a lot of money there, because, like, I feel like, because, like, I'm getting attention from a girl, which is something that never happens in my life. So if I get any just a little ounce of attention from a girl, I just kind of like, I lose it. I go, I melt and everything. So fucking pathetic. So out in Las Vegas is some of the three things that a lot of people have a problem with, I guess. But it's not going to help me out at all. The women, the drinking, and the gambling. So, me trying to get my fucking shit together and going to Las Vegas is not going to work out. Like, I mean, it'll be a pretty ridiculous weekend. And I'm just kind of hoping I really don't set myself too far back with anything. I really can't afford to spend a lot of money. I can't afford to get sick again. And I can't afford to lose everything, like my dignity. Everything I've just been kind of working for. Like, I've been building up all this good karma. And I can't afford to lose it. So it's... It's gonna be interesting. But, like I've been preaching for the last, like, 20 minutes or whatever. It is all about finding a balance. It's the key to life. Regardless of and I guess that kind of fits right in with my other keys to life, which I said was, don't be a fucking idiot, and slow down. A balance is the basis of those things. If you don't be a fucking idiot, you're weighing out your options. You're balancing the good and the bad and picking the middle. Or just kind of like you're picking a side and preparing for the consequences. But if you don't be a fucking idiot, you're going to be kind of more of a straight shooter and just be like, well, I'm not going to do that because that's stupid. And by slowing down, you give yourself the time to, I guess, realize what's going on around you and assess the situation. And you are able to find a balance and approach it with the right mindset, I guess. So finding a balance is the third key in life, I'm going to say. And I've tried really hard to do that lately. But there's still a really big problem with my life that's going on right now. And with me being about 2 minutes away from work, I don't think I'm going to be able to address that right now. I guess I'm going to have to get into that later this afternoon. But it's the fact that I guess it's currently what I'm doing with this whole drive to stay alive and trying to figure out my life and how I can better it and everything like that. As far as my mental health goes, my physical health, any of these other topics that I've brought up in the last couple of months, I've been neglecting one big thing this entire time. And that's the main thing that I need to work on as soon as I get back home. And actually, starting this weekend, we'll be starting like the work on this next part of putting my life back together. And the thing that sucks is that pretty much took the entire winter to do my own thing and just to kind of figure shit out. So that means I took a whole winter of neglect from this other thing. So that's not good. And it's only going to get harder to do because, like I said, of my upcoming schedule is not going to make it any easier for me to find a good balance. And I don't know why I'm teasing about it, but like, because it doesn't matter for you guys. It matters for me because I'm going to have an 8-hour window in between here while I can't count. I can't talk. But for you, it's just going to be instantaneous, so I might as well just say it. I've been really neglecting all my friends. And I wouldn't say I've gone to the point where I've lost some friendships, but I haven't been hanging out with my friends and talking to them and interacting, whatever, as much as I should have. So that's my big thing now, is that once I get myself right and shit, then I guess I can work on my friendships. So that's going to be the topic of discussion as soon as we get back in the car in a couple hours. But I guess until then, we'll see you later. You don't have a friend in me, 'cause I treat you shitty. When you want to hang out tonight and your options are limited and I'm the only one in sight, I still won't hang out with you, 'cause you'll see I treat you shitty. Alright, that was like an attempt on a song of humor, I guess. Or I guess I could have said like, I don't know, any number of shit. I don't really fucking care or know right now. I was trying to do something, and like most things I do in my life, I failed at it. But I don't know, the main purpose of that was just to continue where I left off a couple hours ago. And the whole point of that was that I'm not a very good friend. And I don't really have the evidence to back that up. Like, no one's ever come up to me and just like, God damn it, Scott, you're an awful friend or something like that. But let's just kind of like compile some evidence. Alright, so especially during these last like 6 months, and especially since Timmy died, just kind of really kept to myself like for the majority of the time. And well, I guess that's to be expected, just because it's like life's changed, everything's different. But I just kind of keep to myself most times. And because of that, I'm just different now. I end up spending a lot more time with my family than I do friends. Just because it's like they're more important to me. No offense. But another thing is the fact that, like, I don't think I talked about this before. Okay, since Timmy is gone, like, you have all the memories, of course, you have all the pictures and everything like that, and you know, I'll never forget some of the things we did, or some of the things we talked about, or all the good times, and I have proof of them and everything like that, but he left behind, like, a legacy of something that nobody else I know, I guess, has, and that's his albums. He recorded, you know, 6 CDs worth of material, and then there's countless other recordings I have, but I mean, that's like his thing. And while I do know other people who have made music or made CDs and everything like that, nobody else has died, thankfully. But it's the fact that he had something to leave behind that no doubt will be enjoyed by people for the rest of our lives. I'm always going to continue to play his CDs. I'm always going to be championing them for other people to check them out. Be like, hey, you know, here's my brother's CD. Like, you made this when he was 19. Check it out and everything. And it's something that if I'm ever fortunate and have to have kids, I'll tell them all about, you know, your Uncle Timmy, that, and play him his music and just be like, hey, this is really cool and everything like that. And it's one of those things that he has, like I said, it's a legacy. It's something that he did that was unique, an impression that he left upon the world, something he left us with, which is pretty incredible. And so I guess in these last 2 years, what I've thought about is the fact that, like, I want something like that. Just, I don't plan on dying soon. I mean, I'd say that I'm probably going to, just because my current health and everything does not really project well into the future. But it's definitely, don't plan on leaving anytime soon. But it kind of made me think that I should probably set myself up just in case I kind of leave too early. And then I could leave like a lasting impression. I can leave something behind for anybody else. And for me, that's been my writing and my websites. The Pukan, the blog, and now the Daily Burner. And stuff like that. So, what does this have to do with kind of being a bad friend? It means that I spend an awful amount of time working on this. More than probably I ever used to. And I do have, in the past, devoted a lot of my time to like writing and my various side projects and everything like that. But now it kind of seems like I spend all of my time doing it. And even like this right now, I'm recording this Drive to Stay Alive, and that if something should happen to me, people can go back and be like, oh man, I want to hear what he was thinking about in the, hopefully I don't die in like 6 months, and be like, oh, in the 6 months before he died, what was he thinking? And then they can listen to this and be like, oh, okay, I get it. I hope that's not the case, but it's still just kind of, it sets me up to be remembered and have something that people can look back on. And now I realize, like, when other people tell me, it's like, oh, that they had other family members die or friends or anything like that, and they say, like, you're so lucky to be able to have Timmy's CDs and be able to listen to his voice and just kind of like get a glimpse inside of his life. And so it's kind of like, it's really made me want to do the same thing, but in my own way. And it's really good. Don't get me wrong. I'm writing the story of my life with each blog post, with each audio recording, with every Daily Burner article that I stick my own personality into, with every new adventure I post on Pukan. It's the story of my life. And I'm really excited by it. I really enjoy it all. But here's the problem. And this guy ties right back into the beginning of this episode. You have to find a balance. And especially over the last winter, I haven't been finding a very good balance on this. I've been spending too much time hanging out by myself working on this shit instead of, I guess, hanging out with old friends, meeting new ones, or all that other stuff that like you're like supposed to do. And every now and then I feel bad about it. And it's weird because, like, I don't feel bad about it the most part. That's one of the weirder things. Like I said, I'm just so used to being alone that I really don't know any other way anymore. It's like I had plans to do something on Friday and I just canceled. So I'm just like, you know, I just don't want to. It's really strange. I don't know why I don't want to be with anybody. It could be in the other weird part about it is the fact that, like, the majority of my adventures are created by hanging out with other people. Because I don't do anything by myself. By myself, I just sit around and goof off. But everything that I have to write about is created by hanging out with other people. And so it's just kind of this weird kind of cycle that kind of needs to be replenished from time to time. Like, I kind of need to hang out with other people if I need to have something to write about. You have to live if you want to talk about life. And sitting by yourself at home is not living. So it's just, it's an odd, I guess, situation to be in. And so I'm trying. And I just spend so much time just being wrapped up in my own shit. Like I said, I think I've come a long way in this experiment, this drive to stay alive, that I don't feel like shit every day. There's definitely a lot of things I still need to work on, but at least I think I found the balance in my life as far as managing my emotions and just trying not to be depressed and just doing that kind of shit. Like, get my mind right, I guess. Like I said. So I have found a certain kind of balance. But there's so much more I have to do. And it has, coupled with the fact that, like I said, I do want to write my legacy. I do want to work on my legacy. And then also just trying to figure out a way for me to stay, like, normal has prevented me from having friends. And so I am trying. It's another thing that I've been trying to work on. I'm just like, there's some friends I haven't seen in months. And I'm just like, shit. Like, why? Like, you shouldn't go. And the thing is, okay, I understand everybody is busy with their own shit. It's the way life is. And especially when you reach my age, I'll be 32 in another month or so. Everybody's married. Everybody's got kids. Everybody's got a full-time job or, like, me, two jobs and shit like that. So it's like you stay busy. And it's just one of those things that happens. And you just kind of forget about other people. And I want to put 100% of the blame on me. But I think a lot of people have forgotten about me too. It's just like, how many times does somebody text me and says, hey man, want to get together this week? They're like, hey, what are you doing Friday night? I mean, it doesn't happen that often. But then, okay. So I'd like to place some blame on other people, but now I'm not going to. Because I'm going to say that when people do text me or do hang out or try to make plans, I either cancel them or I just don't show up or don't respond. Or, like, say I'm busy. So I am to blame. Okay, 100% to blame. I've gotten to a position where I'm not really thinking about anybody else anymore. I'm just kind of being selfish. And I guess I just am being just a real piece of shit. And I guess I don't blame anybody for not being my friend. I don't blame anybody for not wanting to hang out with me. Mostly because I'm not a lot of fun right now. I don't have fun too much. I do things, but like, it's just not, things aren't the same as like what they used to be. Obviously. So I just kind of find it, maybe it's like I just feel like I don't want to weigh everybody else down with just like my fucking problems. Like, people have better things to do than to hang out with me when I'm all emo. And that was a problem on Friday. I was just feeling really emo, like just really depressed and down and shit. And I'm just kind of like, whoever I was probably not supposed to hang out with, I was just kind of like, you know what? You don't want to be around me right now. So, I don't know. Just something to think about. Being able to try to find a balance of me time to be able to work on my legacy so people don't forget me in the future. But I gotta also make sure that people don't forget me right now. Like, if I just kind of don't hang out with people and everything like that, I'm just kind of really screwing myself over. Their lives are going to go on without me. But can my life go on without them? Probably not. So I have to make the effort. I have to kind of make sure to find that balance in life. And it's not easy. Then nothing worth having or worth doing is easy. You always gotta work at it. So I've been having a really hard time with that. Just because, like, I know that there's an issue. Because everything used to be so easy. As far as all my friendships go, you said, like, roommates and everything. It's so much different when you live by yourself. And kind of like, everybody's kind of moved. We just all live in the same neighborhood. All my friends live somewhere else. It's everybody's so spread out now. I have friends that live out of state. Friends that live like clear across. All my friends live clear across town from where I live. Every single one of them. I don't have a friend in my neighborhood. It's just kind of like, it's weird. It's weird to think about that, but it's kind of the truth, I guess. So everybody's so wrapped up in their lives, I'm so wrapped up in my own life. I just gotta make sure to work at it. I don't know. I just wish I could say that I had it all figured out. I wish I could say that, like, how many months later? Since November, right? November, December, October. Wait, I'm going the wrong way. November, December, January, February, March. We're all 5 months into this thing. 5 months into this drive to stay alive. And we're still no better off. I really had hoped to have some shit put together. I just kind of really wanted something to show for it. And I really don't know what to say or do anymore. And since I don't see, like, my friends a whole lot, I can't really bounce things off of them. It would be really nice if I can go to my friends and just be like, what the fuck? Like, what's wrong with my life and why can't I fix it? But the problem is my friends don't know me anymore. So So I couldn't even be like, give me some advice. He'd be like, I can't give you any advice. He'd be like, why not? It's like, because I don't know anything about your life. I knew about your life 2 years ago. But what I tell you about your life 2 years ago is different than who you are and where you are now. So, like, I'm basically left to figure it all out for myself. And hence this podcast. And for the most part, it's been working out, but it's still just kind of like, how do you fix something on your own that's impossible for one person to do, I guess? It's... I need help. I need help, and I can't get it because I've alienated everybody that I've cared. This is a situation just like, you see this all the time. Mine is the same situation as this. When a guy like starts dating like a new girl, or a girl starts dating a new guy, whatever, like, and all they do is spend all their waking hours with this new boyfriend, girlfriend, and then they stop hanging out with all their friends because their friends are like, every time I want to hang out with you, you're hanging out with blank. I'm doing that exact same thing, except hanging out with myself. It's really fucking sad when you think about it. But then, what in my life isn't just fucking sad? So, I don't know. I think this upcoming weekend, when I'm kicking it with my old gang, my old roommates in Las Vegas, is really gonna help, because they're the kind of friends that remind me of all the good times I have and also remind me like why I have friends. Just because of the fact that like we might not have hung out in a while, but we just kind of pick up where we left off. And so it's just kind of like nothing's changed. But the reality is things have changed. We've all gotten older. We've all been through different life experiences. But when we hang out, it's just like old times. I know you shouldn't like hang your hat on all the good old days and all that kind of shit. But they're the good old days for a reason. Just because it's never going to be that good again. And I can have these friends to make it all seem worthwhile and all to have a good time and everything like that. I don't know. I think I really need to work on it. And like everything that's wrong in my life, the only one who can fix it. And it's not as easy as it sounds, and I definitely don't even know what to do, which is why I've been struggling with this the whole time. But at least we've once again identified the problem. I know all my problems in life. It's not fucking hard. Got a lot of problems. A lot of questions. Don't have any solutions. Don't have any answers. But 50% is complete. It's just finding that the rest of it that's kind of pushes me in the right direction. So at least I come that far, I suppose. That's one positive I can take away from this experiment so far, is that I at least have come some ways. It sounded dirty. I've made it to a certain point. And then it's whether or not we can go the distance, I guess. It's not looking good so far in 2013. Kind of feel like, because, like I said, because I haven't found any answers or solutions or anything like that, I do just feel like I'm stuck in the same place I've always been. And it really sucks. Because I need to see results. I need some answers. I can't just be stuck in the same predicament that I've always been in. But whether or not I have any questions or answers or solutions or see any changes or anything like that, the importance is that I'm still alive and I'm still living life, and every single day is another opportunity to change things. And that's part of my drive to stay alive. It's not always going to make sense, but it's the fact that I keep trying to help it make sense. So until next time, let's keep living, my friends. Keep enjoying life. Let's keep going at it, man. See you later.